But Jeremy Wynne-Harris, co-founder of Builders Crack, is with us. Hi there, Jeremy.
Oh, good morning. How are you, James?
Not too bad, thanks. Happy New Year. Great name for your company, Builders Crack.
You know, it's been a great name, actually. It's something that people definitely remember.
Yeah.
And, it's a collection of builders and tradespeople, so it's like a little niche for them. And, I'm not sure if you know what our service does.
No? Well, let's hear about it then. What does your service do?
Oh, okay. So what happens is if you need a tradesperson, you basically post a job. The job goes out to a bunch of tradies, and the ones that are interested and keen, they respond back, and you can see who they are and look at all their reviews, which are all genuine. And you pick the best one for the job, they come around, quote, and you can manage all the communications and all the quotes online. So it's a very easy way to find the right tradespeople for your job.
Great stuff. Oh, good idea. And it's one of those ideas that I wish I'd thought of, actually. It's one of those things you go, oh, that's simple.
Yeah,
you know, along the lines of, you know, it's a simple idea. Brilliant. Is it doing quite well?
Yeah, we've been doing this for a while now, maybe 9 years. So it's
right.
One of those things that you only hear about when it's, you know, after a long time. So
yes.
We've been at it for quite some time. So it's actually, you know, it may sound simple, but there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, that's always the story, isn't it? You just got to plug away for many years. It takes a long time to get the message across. All right. Now, what's on people's minds as they look at DIY heading into the new year, Jeremy?
Well, there's a few trends that we think we might see in 2016 for DIY. People are doing things like doing built-in furniture, adding shelves and seats actually physically into their house. There's also a lot of personalisation and customisation, like adding speakers in and making rooms really personal.
Oh, yeah.
Skylights, indoor brickwork, potentially. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. A couple of jobs that we've had posted over 2015, but we think we're going to see more of, things like pet amenities. So that's cat stairs. We had a job for some cat stairs. Someone wanted to put some cat stairs up around their lounge so their cat could climb up. So it's pretty interesting.
Right.
And just before the end of the year, we had a job posted for a dog hotel. So I think that's a place where you can bring your dog and they can sleep over. So
goodness.
Some quite unusual things. So we might see people adding sort of more pet-friendly features into their homes.
Yeah, all right. So, look, what about the traps? I mean, what things decrease the value of your house? Can you tell us some of those?
Yeah, well, even though we might see more personalisation in 2016, I think that can be a trap if you're trying to sell your house. So if you over-customise it just before sale, you're really going to limit the market who the house will appeal to. So we know of people that have done added like a green lawn on top of their roof. You know how you get those lawns that you can put a soil on top of your roof and then
yeah.
You seed it and it comes away. So I know people that have done that just before sale and it's really made it hard for them to sell their house because it only appeals to a very limited set of people. So I think they're the main traps and probably overcapitalizing in areas where you just don't need to because people do want to come into that new home that they've just bought and then add their own flavour. So, yeah. But the things that probably do add value, a lick of paint on the outside.
Yep. It certainly does bring a place up, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It really does. It adds so much value. And
yep.
It's a very simple thing to do. And things like decks as well. They're, if you've got your house and it's all done, then adding a deck outside is a great way to just increase that sort of whole outdoor feel.
So, look, are you guys sort of flat out over, I mean, people working from Builders Crack right across the Christmas New Year period, or are you taking a bit of a break?
Well, actually, most of our staff are away for between Christmas and New Year's, and
yep.
It's actually just me.
Okay.
I'm the only person on deck. We have about 8 staff, but everyone sort of takes a bit of a break. And outside, actually, what we find is we get a lot less work posted over between Christmas and New Year's, and it ramps back up in January.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting. We think it's a lot of people want to do those jobs over the summer break themselves, a lot of DIY.
Yep.
And the end of the holidays, they haven't done it, so we get a lot of postings come
in
January.
Oh, yeah, or they've made a hash of it and they want your help fix it up.
Yeah, and that's interesting you say that because I think some jobs, they may appear easy and they get involved. And all of a sudden, you know, it starts getting structural and actually you need to have like a licensed building practitioner. So,
it's a familiar refrain at our place. How hard can it be ripping into
how
it and then,
it
ooh, I see. Hey, thanks so much for that, Jeremy, and Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, James.
Jeremy Wynn-Harris, a co-founder of Builders Crack. That sounds like a good service. All right, the big story this morning, this fire has engulfed a luxury hotel in Dubai. This luxury hotel is called The Address. It is well ablaze. For the latest is David Burke Kennedy with the news. 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock in Dubai right now, 11 p.m.
Radio Live News from New Zealand's radio award-winning newsroom with